have reached Dwight Speech
Confessions. Fuck yeah.
Do not call this number unless you wrote it for Trump. God damn it.
Shut up. I want you to be happy. Fuck you. Shut up.
I actually am not a Trump supporter.
Shut up.
Obama ruined this fucking country.
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball.
Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
I don't know who the fuck this is. Why don't you come to my address and say something, motherfucker?
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball,
motherfucker. Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
My wife is in danger now.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker. Following me. That's what happened.
Shut up.
I don't know who you are, man. Who is this?
Why would you believe any of this?
Shut up.
I've been asleep.
Shut up.
9:30.
Shut up.
Well, ma'am, the gentleman, he's
the gentleman? Who is the fucking gentleman?
Well, ma'am, please bring it down a notch.
Don't forget, you gotta get your green card from me, fuck.
Shut up.
Alright?
What can happen?
What the fuck? Who the fuck are you, man?
Shut up.
What kind of car are you looking for, dummy?
Dodge Neon, green, soft bitch.
We ain't got no damn Dodge Neon here, man.
What happened?
Don't you ever call here again, man. You understand me, bitch?
I'll fuck your mother. What happened?
I'll fucking kill your ass, bitch. You understand me? Don't you call this motherfucker again, man. Bring your punk ass over here, man. Talking that shit. Talking that shit. Bring your ass over here. 320.
Shut up.
What happened?
I give you the address, punk. Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Shut up.
Bring your punk ass over here, man. Bring your punk ass here, nigga. Bring your punk ass here.
Is that a trailer?
Please. So I can beat the shit out of you, and then buy me some lunch and drink off of you, bitch.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here, man. I don't know what happened. Bring your bitch ass here.
I just Google Earth that the trailer.
Bring your bitch ass here, man.
Are you in the trailer?
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
Don't call me anymore.
Shut up.
You should put the fuck on your pants to get pleasure from me calling.
Fuck you.
Shut up.
What happened?
It's a green car, sir.
It's a green car. Are you ignorant, man?
I don't know what a green car is. You gotta tell me what kind of car you talking about, man.
Green car. The color is green, man.
Yeah, dummy. I know the color is green. What kind of car, dummy?
Shut up.
Don't call here no more, man. Don't call here no more, man.
Shut up.
Don't call here no more. Don't call here no more, man. All right?
Yeah, what do you want?
Call.
Hey, what happened? Fuck you.
No, fuck you, motherfucker, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, goddamn cunt.
Fuck me. Shut up.
Fuck you.
You don't call me
fuck
a cunt.
You
don't call me a cunt. Don't call me a cunt.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you, cunt.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
Can you eat your mother's asshole with that mouth?
Oh, I will.
Not allowed to swear on this line, sir.
You motherfucker, dick. Cunt, fucking piece of shit.
Shut up.
I love this country.
Shut up.
I do love this country.
Shut up.
I love this country.
Shut up.
I do love this country.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. Hi. Hi. Say hi back. Fucking assholes. All right, we're here. It's Saturday. Oh, it's about that time. Oh, fuck yeah. I had a request for the old intro. Everybody's like, oh my God, you're doing the old intro. Piece of shit. You're such a piece of shit, Dwight. Why do you fucking do stuff differently? I hate you. We want normal shit like that, right? So that's what happened. So I do what I want. All right, give me half a second here. We're going to bring up the Skype and we're going to get this party started here. Gobble, 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 gobble. Day's coming, guys. It's coming soon. It's coming soon. I hope you got your turkeys all lined up.
Tofurkey.
Your tofurkey?
I'm doing Kentucky Fried Turkey.
All right. Give me a second here. We're going to have some fun. We got more celebrities to try to hunt down today. I got like 30 of them to try. I'm not saying they're all going to hit. I'm saying to try. So, again, if you don't like the celebrity hunt we've been doing for about the last month and a half at the beginning of the show, come on back in about 45 minutes. We'll be done. We'll be done doing it. It's going to be a lot of phones ringing, but we also might hit some celebrities, too. So you might miss out. You know, you might be sitting there going, you might fucking miss out. I'm just saying. It's just kind of sitting in limbo here. We'll see if we'll get a connection. I don't want to talk. I wouldn't want to talk to Amy Schumer even if I could find
her
phone number.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
She would just steal our jokes. Because she's she's an unfunny woman.
Miss Piggy. Miss Piggy. She's a Muppet.
Michael Dorn, who played Worf in Star Trek. All right. Andrew Dice Clay is... no, I've tried looking up Andrew Dice Clay as well.
My favorites.
Hi, this is Michael Dorn. I cannot answer your phone call at this time, but if you would like to leave...
Well, would you look there? We found him.
That's his voice.
Yeah, there's old Worf from Star Trek right there. That's Michael Dorn. Do we try Michael Dorn back, or do we just leave it as confirmed? So, like, we got it, and then use it at another time.
I'd say confirm him, because he ain't going to answer the first time. He probably ain't going to answer it now.
Yeah, confirmed it and don't burn it. Okay, we'll try it at a different time. All right. These next ones are for Jerry the King Lawler, if you watch a little bit of wrestling. I've got three numbers to attempt for him.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Hi, this is Jerry Lawler.
Boom! Got it! Jerry the King Lawler's number right there. This is fucking working out swimmingly. Look at that. Fucking confirmed. Jerry the fucking King Lawler. Go ahead and mark that.
Hi, this is my mommy's phone. She can't answer you because she's too busy working. So call her back in 30 minutes, maybe. You can call her back whenever you want, but not right now. See you later, alligator.
At the tone.
I don't take commands from a child, so I'm calling back right now.
Hi, this is my mommy's phone.
We're not listening to that again. Right, here we go. Next number is for Bailey, maybe? Bailey?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
That was a lot
system.
Of fuck you right
Pamela
there.
Pamela Martinez.
That's Bailey right there. That's her number. That's exactly, that's her real life, that's her real name. Right there. Pamela Martinez. Yeah, that's her real name. She goes by Bailey. WWE is wrestling. It's a wrestling person, Gordo. Baylee. I mean, we'll try the number back, and maybe Clay can confirm the voice. I don't know. But that's definitely the name. That's her name.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Pamela Martinez.
I mean, that to me, that kind of sounds like her. I think it is. Yep, that's her. Okay, cool. We've just confirmed Bailey's number. All right, we're going to try Danny Glover now. He's, you know him from Lethal Weapon. He's too old for this shit. Here we go, trying Danny Glover.
You reach me at area code 510-368-0.
Stop! God damn it. That's him? Does that sound like him? Let's give it another shot, but I got to be quicker on the trigger here.
Him.
You have.
I met him and picked him up on a ride and got his
autograph. All right, look, man, then you're the man to confirm this then. Here we go. We're going to call back. Star 69 says definitely is Danny.
You reach me at area code 510.
I that's as far as I can go because then he reads out all of his phone number. Yes?
Yeah.
Yes, consensus?
Sounds like him.
All right, here we go.
He lives in San Francisco. I met him and picked him up on a ride. He's a nice man. I just watched that taxi movie.
We just got a number. I wonder who it's for.
It was for Danny Glover.
I love that. Oh, that's definitely. I like that. Yeah, he did. That's definitely him. He's a nice man. I picked him up at the airport, and I looked in the mirror, and I just watched that taxi movie, and the guy that was in the movie, not even an hour ago, is in my back seat. I swear to the Lord, no lie. It really happened. Got his autograph. Great guy.
Nice. Did you get his autograph on a sword?
No, I actually carried my notebook and had him sign my notebook. Got a picture with him. Yeah. Nice man.
Nice.
He looked a lot older than the movie, but he's really kind.
Gordon wants to know, did he smell good?
He did not have a bad smell at all. So yes, he smelled good.
Okay. Was his breath fresh?
I didn't get a big kiss from him. I just got a hug.
Well, that was the next question. Did you kiss? Yeah. Did you kiss? Like that. No. I also gave Milkman a big hug. I have a picture of him with me, and I tickled him. We're going to try Kevin Sorbo next. I don't know why you guys got me looking up fucking Kevin Sorbo.
Hey, Kevin, leave a message. I'll call you back.
Well, wait a minute. Was that Kevin Sorbo? Let's try it again.
You said it's Kevin.
Let's pause this.
Hey, Kevin, leave a message. I'll call you back. Thanks.
We just got a number. We just got a number. We just got a number. I wonder who it's for.
Oh. It was for Kevin Sorbo. So Ricky Schroeder from Silver Spoons. I don't know who this guy is. I don't know what to say to him. Who is he? What does he want? Oh, family ties, not growing pains. Ah.
Hello, it's Ricky. Sorry I missed you. Please leave your name and phone number, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
We just got a number. We just got a number. We just got a number. I wonder who it's for.
Woo! Ricky Schroeder. I don't know. I don't know either. I just know that was him. Let's try it back.
Hello.
Hi, Ricky.
Can I help you?
Yeah, well, why are you being so rude?
Can I help you?
Yeah, it's Dwight. And I was supposed to call you at this time. We had an appointment.
Dwight. From where? Pardon my not recollecting.
I was calling from the private investigation agency. You had me follow that person. You had me follow Heather for a while here. And I've got a report for you, and I've got some photos.
Yeah, this is all bullshit. Have a good night.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
Not, don't call me again, loser.
What do you want me to do with this retainer you gave me? Call me a loser? Fucking Ricky. All right, fine. I'll call you. All right, we're going to try Julie Lutkermeyer. Apparently she was Claire Dunphy in Modern Family.
Hello?
Hi, is that Julie?
Who's this?
It's Dwight. Sorry, I had to turn down the music. I'm in the car.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me or can't? Let me check this. Do I have this on speaker or is this on a regular? Hello, can you hear me now?
Who is this?
It's Dwight.
I'm sorry, I think you have the wrong number.
No, I was looking for Julie.
Julie who?
Well, it was Bowen at one time.
But I'm afraid that I don't know a Dwight.
Yeah, but that's me. I got an inquiry right here. It says ask for a Claire Dunphy or a Julie Bowen.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure that was her.
I'm pretty sure, too.
I'm pretty sure that was her, yeah. Yeah, we'll just go ahead and confirm that. That's her. Just mark that down. I don't know how to say her last name. It's like L-U-E-T-K-E... M-E-Y-E-R. It's a fucked up name. That's why I used the maiden name. This is his twin brother, Cole Sprouse.
You've reached my voicemail. If you're a number I don't have in my phone, or you're blocked, then I will not answer to you. So just leave me a message, and I guess I'll call you back when I can. I guess.
That was fucking stupid. sounds like a fucking jerk, so let's try calling him back.
I guess.
I mean, that sounds like something a celebrity would do to screen fucking calls, I guess.
You've reached my voicemail. If your number I don't have in my phone, or you're blocked, then I will not answer to you, so just leave me a message, and I guess I'll call you back when I can. I guess.
Who the fuck is TJ Lothar? Lothar. Apparently he's a child. I don't know. He's a child star in Neon City. He was also Philip Perry in A Perfect World, apparently from 1993 with Kevin Costner.
Hello.
Hello. I was trying to reach TJ.
Who's this?
It's Dwight.
I don't know, Dwight.
Oh, I'm actually Kevin Costner's agent, and we were told to reach out to you to let you know he passed.
Think you have the number?
I'm sorry?
Think you have the wrong number.
This is not TJ.
Who are you calling?
I was calling TJ Lothar.
Hello?
Yeah, you didn't hear me? Okay.
Oh, they're a trucker.
We haven't got a stolen vehicle in a while.
Hello?
Hi.
Who is?
Oh, this is Dwight. And I was calling. I wanted to call you regarding the truck. I just wanted to let you know that you guys are gonna probably have to come pick it up because it's not running anymore.
Who are you? Like,
my name is Dwight. I'm the gentleman that took the truck. Hello.
Are you serious?
Yeah. The reason I took it, and I don't mean to be so forward with you, I was actually entering into a demolition derby down at the local fair over here, and I wasn't about to use my vehicle, so I saw the truck and I took the truck. It looked pretty beat up already, so I thought I would just go ahead and take that, go enter into the demolition derby, and that's what I did.
The demolition
derby. She didn't let me tell her the truck won.
Earthwise Water.
Hi. I was calling because I ran the papers on this. Is this your golf cart that I took?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. I.
Why?
Well, because they said that I couldn't enter it. They said that it wasn't mine.
They said what?
They said that I couldn't enter into the contest because it wasn't mine.
What contest?
Well, there's a, down here at the golf club, at the country club, they have once a year, we have a golf cart demolition derby. And they said that because I couldn't show ownership papers that I couldn't enter it in because people were going
on
and
what
taking
golf cart?
Taking
what,
the
what
golf
cart. What golf cart are you talking about?
It's this gray thing. It's got like the blues with it, I don't know, faded blues.
I'm not sure if you have the right person. I had a golf cart that was stolen the other day that I just got back.
Yeah, but I just stole it back. I just took it again.
It's sitting in front of my house. I was just there. So what are you talking about?
I just took it right now.
Why would you steal my golf cart?
Because I thought it was a little game that we had going back and forth, me and you. Like, I steal your stuff, you get it back. I steal it again, you get it back.
Well, this time I'll press charges. How's that?
No, I don't agree to that. But what I want to do is I want to enter this demolition derby with the golf carts. Because $500 is the top prize. Hello?
Hello, I'm here.
Yeah, well, you weren't talking anymore.
Well, no, I'm not talking to you because I'm calling the police on the other line.
Nah, that's not acceptable.
I've got your address, so...
Well, that's not acceptable. I didn't agree to those terms.
Okay, so when I was taking your order...
Who's getting sauce? What are you ordering? You're already fat in the neck. You don't need to be ordering anything.
I already got sausage neck.
You got the neck meats. Stop it. So, let me hit this one. Boom. Should bring that up. We have, this month, 72 active Patreons over at patreon.com/DwightPCN. Your 72 Patreons consist of course, Axba. I always put him at the top honorary Patreon for all he does behind the shows to make it go. Followed by Jerry Seinfeld, Alexander Kronk, Audi Lub, Beep Beep, I'm a Yeep, Benjamin, Big Boy Farts 666, Brad Claus, Brad Richardson, Brendan, Brown Magic, Carl Alexander, Carlos Trin CPBJ, Crispy 808, Derek Bentley, Dharma Wheelies, Dragonmere, Electro Pirate, Eric Wright, Eric Villovas, ESSLO1, Ethan Bentley, Fucking Slayer 69, George Wadsworth, Glenn Fielding, Gold Rust, Greg the Flying Pollock, Grunts, aka Derek, Honey Baby 23, Hamilton Water Baby, Hi-Fang, Hobo Lobo, Horse Machine Ranch Person, I'll Fix Your Pipes, Jarvis, Jen F, John T Fisherman, JT, Just Workman, Carter Pillar, Lickety Split 972, Lil Uzi Vert, Liz B, Lonesome, Luis Menjivar, maybe I said your name right this time, Luke Jones, Mad Hatter, Maggie, Mark Window, Max Power, Milkbox, Milkman Ruins Shows, keep ruining the shows, Milkman, Mr. Pickles, Mystery Science Theater 3 Clay, Parkman, Phone Losers of America, Radical, Ring Ring, Royce, Ryan Scheffler, Skin Wizard, Snock Pudding, Ding, Snoping, Ping Ping, also known as Snappy Bakes, Sonam, Steve Blinch, the Prime Minister of Australia, The Sign Guy, Vandershire, Vitus Vitus, Wasted Memory, Xander Fett, Experts, and You Bastard Fuck. And those are your 72 Patreons for the month of November.
Thank you for coming. I think I can help you.
Hello?
Yeah?
I have a problem in my room.
Okay, what's your number?
Where do I find that information? I'm going to be honest with you. I've been drinking a little bit. The holidays are rough for me, and Thanksgiving's coming up.
Okay, can I have your room number, please?
I think I'm in 215.
215?
Yeah, and I was making...
Okay, what's going on?
I was trying to open this box of stuffing. You know, stuffing like you like put in a bird? Like stovetop stuffing? And
yeah.
I couldn't get it open, and I accidentally... I opened it, and it all fell in the toilet, and then it all got puffy, and now the toilet's clogged. Cause
oh, okay. But then you're going to have to wait for the maintenance tomorrow morning.
But I got to poop.
Well, I can't help you with that.
But where do I go to poop now?
I don't know. Just flush it down.
Well, it won't flush. That's what I'm saying. Is it stuck? The toilet is plugged. I'm gonna poop in this bag. Hang on. I got a plastic bag. I'm gonna poop in.
Oh, well, you're gonna clean that up, okay?
No, I'm not gonna clean it up. I'll poop it. You don't want to be helpful? Then
you're
I poop in a bag.
Up, okay?
I'm gonna poop in a bag if you don't help.
Thank
Thank you for calling Motel 6 on Bell Road. How can I help you?
Hi. My friends, we don't know how to, like, somebody put a turkey. They opened our door, and then they put a turkey in here. We can't get it out. Hello? Who did okay. this? No.
What room are you
Guys,
in?
Get it. It's going to fucking break everything.
Hey. No.
What room are you in?
We're in 215. God what? Damn it.
The turkey just started pecking my pecker.
Yes.
Oh, very nice. You're in 215?
Yes.
Yes. The turkey, he jumped out of the oven. He said, fuck this shit. I'm not getting cooked. And then he ran around the room pecking everything.
That's funny. We don't have anybody in 213.
Yeah, well, that's why I said 215, you stupid.
Hello?
She missed it. Yeah. That was good. I got the next one loaded up.
Okay. The one and only says, who the fuck is throwing turkeys in hotel rooms?
Miss Western.
Yes, I'm sorry. The fellas were getting carried away. I was saying, do you know if there's any single sexy fellas that are checking in today?
I don't know, but if you call back,
can you send them to 215 if they can? Oh,
yeah. All right.
Don't be a cock blocking bitch, okay? Listen, I'm more sassy than you are, and that's all you could ever be.
Oh, okay. Cock blocking bitch, please. Bye.
Cock blocking yeah. bitch.
Alright. Thank you for calling Comfort Inn. This is Ash speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. Hello? Hello?
Hi, how can I help you?
I'm in my bathroom. I just finished taking a shower and there's something in my room outside of the bathroom door. I can hear it, and I don't want to go out there.
What room are you in?
I'm in the bathroom right now.
No, but what room are you in, sir?
Oh, I'm in 215. Here, let me put the phone closer to the door. I don't know what this is out there, but I don't want to see. I don't understand.
Okay.
I don't understand what's out in my room.
Oh.
I left the window open.
I have no idea. I mean, I can head on up there and see what I can do.
I don't
know what that would be.
Yeah, and I'm scared to open.
Run! Get to the
top. I understand. I have a. Hello?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
I have a key that I can use to open up your room. You're in 215?
Yeah. And I'm
What's your name, sir?
My name is Dwight.
Motel 6 in Youngtown.
Hey, so I'm outside. You're the one on the phone right now, right?
Yeah.
Can you move a little bit to the left? I want to get a better look at you. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, bitch. Get out.
We get that far. I think we wait 30 seconds and we give her one more call.
University Inn, this is Karen. How can I help you?
Hi, Karen.
Hi.
I have a problem in my room.
And which room is that?
That is 215.
Okay, and what's the problem?
I've been drinking a little bit, and I fell into the wall, and the wall cracked. And
can I come look at it, or?
Yeah, but that's not why I'm calling. Like, I'll pay for that. That's fine. But I left my my cat got into the hole that was in the wall, and now the cat's in the wall. And it won't.
Does your cat like chicken?
What's that?
Does your cat like chicken?
I don't know what's usually in wet food. It's usually like tuna. I mean, it's probably something along that along those lines.
I will destroy you. Do you understand that?
Dad, no. Dad, no. Dad, no. No,
don't
Dad.
You ever mess with a veteran. Do you understand me, Pop?
Dad, no, my dad's pissed because that's his cat. Oh my God, he's so upset.
Let me come up there.
Oh my God.
Maybe I can have a solution and help you guys out.
Holy shit, right, this cat is pissed.
Okay. Are you okay?
I'm fine. No, I'm reaching in here. It's guys,
okay.
Get the cat.
Okay, let me come up here. Stop. Let me come up here. Let me come up, okay? I'm coming up there now. Stop screaming. Everybody stop screaming. Let the cat. Hold the cat. Stop screaming.
God,
calm down. I'll be right
Jesus.
There, okay?
God.
I'll be right there.
We lost the patient.
Was she telling the cats to stop screaming?
I don't fucking know.
Well, the crazy veteran dad from last week was fucking yelling down the line at him.
That was fucking great.
Dad, no! Dad, no! I think that was Anime Girl that did that one. I have to look.
106 Customs Front Desk.
Hi. I just got woken up. There seems to be a lot of men yelling in the room adjacent to me. And I went over there and knocked and asked if they could keep it down. But there's a bunch of men cheering. They're having like a cat fighting ring going on in the other room. I'm in 215, and I think they're in 213.
Which room are you in?
I'm in 215, but they're over in 213, and they're having cats fight. But see, I can still hear them. I can still hear the cats. They're throwing cats at each other, and they're being really loud.
215 and 213?
Yeah, I'm in 215, but they're in 213. They're throwing cats at each other.
Okay.
But I don't know how late is this supposed to go on. They're throwing cat. Oh my God! They just broke my window with a cat. They just broke my window with a cat.
They broke your window?
With a cat. Yeah, they threw. Yep, right there. They threw a cat through my window. They threw a cat through my window, and they said, take that.
Sir, I'm gonna call the police. Could you exit your room?
I know I can't because there's a wild cat in here now. This cat's pissed off. This cat is mad.
Okay, let me call the police.
They're throwing more, ma'am. They're throwing more cats in here. There's like 65 cats. Look at all these cats.
Do you know these people, sir?
No, oh my God, they're throwing chickens in here. It's like a petting zoo.
Let me call the police.
No, don't call the police. Don't call the police.
Let me call the police.
No, I don't want you to call the police.
I have to call the police.
Don't call the police, please. Don't do it.
I have to call the police.
Don't do it. They don't like you.
Hello, friend. That's the Railway Inn and the Cotton Lodge. How can I help you?
Hi. Can I make a complaint about the room next to me?
Yes. What room number?
The guy that my room or the guy. Because he's been like me and him had problems. I was just passing by and he just keeps giving me dirty looks. And I told him, I said, there's no call for that. Like, we're temporary neighbors. And he said, you know what I'm going to do? He goes, I'm going to vent my farts into your room. And I'm like, all right, that sounds a little bit ridiculous, but it smells like fucking rotten eggs in here. I think he did it.
Okay. Your room number is.
I'm in 215. He's in 213. See, I just heard it through the vents.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, he did it twice, right there.
Is that... Okay. Yeah, I'll have security go handle that.
Yeah, please do, because the smell is making me hungry, and I can't eat at this time of night.
The smell is making you hungry?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I'll have security. Let's go there.
Okay, it smells like Panda Express. That's why I'm saying. And I skipped dinner.
Oh.
Because I can't move. I can't be eating like this after my Kegel exercises.
Okay. Let me get a call security.
Okay. It smells like beef and broccoli. I'm so hungry.
Thank you for calling Aiden by Best Western. This is Ron.
Hey, Ron. So I finished all the work. Did you guys have anything else you needed me to do?
I'm not sure I understand.
Oh, well, I saw you guys' ad on Facebook Marketplace about the excess copper, the wiring, and the copper pipes in the walls. I've stripped everything out of 215. Is there any other rooms you need me to take any of the copper piping or the electrical wiring out of?
And you're talking about a hotel?
Yeah. You guys said you had some excessive wiring and copper pipes in 215. So I took the wall apart, stripped it all out, and I've got it all cut up into small pieces. I put it in bags. It's in my truck now. Is there any other rooms before I leave that you need me to strip down?
I have no idea what you're talking about. You would need to speak with management about that.
Okay. Okay, so if they need more. Okay.
Well, actually, he'll be in at 11 p.m. if you want to speak to him.
He could just call me back. I'm going to go and take this over to the scrapyard to get a few bucks so I can go get something to eat and fill the tank up. But if he's got more rooms that he needs me to take pipes, you know, the copper pipes out. I took about, there's about 50 feet of, like, Cat 5 wiring that I took out of there. There was, let's see, what was there? The electrical wiring. Yeah, so all the plugs and the switches don't work anymore. I took the AC unit out.
Yeah, I have no idea about any of that.
Yeah, just small appliances, TV. I took the TV as well. I stripped that down to its bare essentials. I took the springs out of the mattress. I did leave the mattress there. The bathroom fixtures, I took those as well. Let's see here. What else did I take? The shower head. I left the shower head because there's no real metal in that, but I did take the pipe, the downspout pipe. The ring seal under the toilet. Those are expensive. I took those. We can reuse that. The ice maker that's on this floor or by this floor, I took that as well. I dumped out all the ice. I don't need that.
Okay. So you said you do want to tell all this to management? Because they'll be here at 11.
Yeah, I mean they should already know. They're the ones that put it on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, I took the sheetrock.
I took the nails. About 20 minutes.
Okay, well, tell them to call me back then.
Yep. You want to tell the management? They get in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, tell them to call me back.
You can give him a call.
No, he can call me back. That's fine.
Okay, sure. I'll let him know.
Okay, good. And if he doesn't call me back, then it's on you, homeboy.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for calling the Clarendon Hotel and Spa.
Hi. I don't know. I might be tripping balls because I did eat some exotic food earlier. I tried some Indian food for the first time. But my room seems to be moving.
What room are you in?
I'm in 215. But when I opened my door just now to go outside, it's like literally I opened the door and there's a wall. Like there's no way to go out. And then when I just open it now again. And now my door is facing outside. Like, you know, outside of the building, outside, not a hallway, outside.
Yeah. Honestly, it's probably just something that you ate, because I can reassure you that nothing's going on with the room.
It feels like it's moving, like literally feels like I'm in an elevator of some type, like my room is an elevator and I'm moving to the left.
Okay, maybe if you just lay down for a little bit.
This naan bread has, this garlic naan has got me tripping fucking balls right now.
Yeah.
I just went to the bathroom and then I tried to come out of my bathroom door. And then I was in an elevator.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the bathroom. The man in the mirror, he looked different. And he moved erratically, and he told me to stop touching him.
Services, how may I help you?
Hi. We're currently in the room smoking marijuana, and your pesky smoke detector keeps going off. Is there any way you could shut that off, please? It's really disturbing us.
You're not supposed to be smoking in the hotel.
Well, it's marijuana. I understand not smoking cigarettes, but... it's marijuana. It's for medicinal
uses. It's a non-smoking hotel. You're not allowed to smoke marijuana either.
Well, that's fine. We'll just pay the fee or whatnot, whatever associated with that. But can you shut it off?
What room are you in?
I'm in 215.
No, I can't. What room are you in?
215. So you're gonna need to shut it off because we have to finish smoking all of this. We have a pound of marijuana and it has to be gone before our flight. We can't take it on the flight with us. Got a whole pound of it.
You've called Fountain Park Hotel. How may I help you?
Hi, how are you? I lost my crescent wrench in the wall while I was taking all this shit apart.
Okay, I'm sorry. This is a hotel. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm in my room. But I lost the crescent wrench in the wall. Okay. That's what I do. I do scrapping, and I rent rooms at a cheap rate, you know, cheap enough to where the way I strip everything out, I could still come out on top and make a profit. But I got to get this crescent wrench, so I'm going to need somebody to come hold my legs while I try to get into the wall.
Okay, which room are you in?
I'm in 215. So I need you to come up here and hold my ankles while I go into the wall.
I'm sorry, what's your last name?
Last name is Johnson, Johnson.
Yeah, I don't have anybody here by the name of Johnson.
Yeah, I wasn't checking under my real name. I mean, I'm stripping your room illegally. I mean, that would just be insane.
Okay, you lost your crescent wrench in the wall? I mean, yeah. That sounds kind of... Yeah, but that's not the name I registered on.
It's a family heirloom, man. I'm telling you right now, I got to get it back.
You're stripping our rooms?
Yeah, right now? This motherfuckers never pay attention to me, never fucking take me seriously. I'm sitting there fucking losing crescent wrenches. He thinks it's a fucking joke over here. Hello?
Hello?
What? Yeah, hi. I'm in the bathroom right now, and somebody flushed a baby down the toilet, and it's in my room now.
I'm sorry, what room are you in?
I'm in 110.
Brenda! Oh, never mind, no. Background.
This must have came up from upstairs in 210. Yeah, hi.
me that somebody's trying to flush the baby down the toilet?
What? It came down. It came up my toilet, so it must have came from upstairs, and now it's in my toilet. But it's this baby looks like it's like 3 years old. He swam out. He had floaties on and everything.
We'll be right there. You're in 110?
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right there.
Okay.
Dad, you want me to cut the cord? Oh my God.
What the fuck? Why would Jesus they believe Christ. That?
Stupid.
Oh, fucking idiots. Like, come on. I mean,
I don't know how I feel about that.
How did the toilet baby?
Their dolls have really
fucking toilet baby.
Call him back. Gotta settle things. Too stupid.
This shouldn't be need an explanation.
Hello?
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 Hi, I just called about a baby that got flushed. It turns out that it was one of the American Girl dolls.
Okay. I think you're calling the wrong hotel anyways.
Oh, am I?
What hotel? Yeah, what hotel are you at?
This hotel. Yeah.
This hotel? What hotel?
What do you mean? I don't understand the question.
What's the name of it? What's the name of the hotel you're calling?
It's Extended A Suites. Extend A Suites.
Where is it located?
I mean, I don't understand the questioning, the line of questioning. It's here.
My question is, I just knocked on 110 it's and on it was not you.
It's on Black Canyon Highway.
And what?
I'm in
Northern?
Huh? North. North Black Canyon Highway.
Okay, there's several Extenda Suites on Black Canyon Hotel, Black Canyon Highway.
Yeah.
That's why I'm asking which one.
North. North Black Canyon.
Okay, it's all north. If it's in Arizona, it's North Black Canyon. Is it off of Northern? Is it off of Bell?
Across from the MMA or whatever.
I don't know what the MMA is.
And of course you don't. You're the same person just fell for a baby crying after swimming up my toilet. Of course you don't know where it's at.
Well, fucking verified that they didn't think it was really
yes. Giving her all this information on the course. Whatever. You're dumb.
Thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Hi. I peed in the toilet. Now I don't know what to do.
You what?
You know the toilet, right? It won't go now. Like, I peed in the toilet, yeah. And now what do I do? How do I make the pee go away?
Are you staying here?
Yeah.
What room number?
Like, when I'm at home, my parents help me. They make the pee and the poop go away, and I'm on my own here. I'm at a Comic-Con. That's some typical Carlito shit right there. How do I do? What do I do now? How do I make it go?
Well, if you've never been out on your own, how could you possibly know?
or the left-handed toilets. Why you guys got left-handed toilets in here?
That's right. Calling
the Homewood Suites, North.
I hope that's the right number.
Probably.
Thank you for calling the Homewood Suites, Happy Valley. This is Keyshawn. How can I help you?
Hi. I don't know. How do I make the toilet go? I made urine in it, and now it's all yellow, and I don't know how to flush. How does it go?
On the side, you just...
Yeah, but this is clearly a left-handed toilet, and I'm right-handed. How is this supposed to work?
You would just flush the handle.
But I'm not ambidextrous. I'm right-handed. This is left. This is left-handed.
Wait, are you facing the toilet or sitting down?
I'm looking at the toilet, and it's a left-handed one. Like, I'm right-handed.
Okay. Well, there's nothing I can do about the toilet. We don't have any toilets where the handles are going to be if you're facing a toilet. None of the toilets have handles on the right side.
Right.
They're all on the left side.
Right, and I'm not left-handed.
So
I'm right-handed. How do I do?
You would use your right hand to flush the toilet.
Do you have a left-handed flush adapter that I can get from the front?
No, we don't have that at all.
But how do right people get the flush here? I don't understand. I didn't realize I was staying in a left-handed hotel.
Well, I apologize. So I don't even know if that's something that exists as far as that's concerned. If that was something that you required, you could always call a hotel and find out.
I'm gonna try to use my left hand, but hang on. All right, it's starting. It's starting to go. Oh no! I told you I don't use my left hand.
What room are you in?
I'm in 110.
What's your room
number? The toilet flushed, but the handle came off because I don't use my left hand and I hit the mirror and now the mirror is broken.
Sir, we don't even have a room 110.
Yes, you do, because I'm in there. I'm in the room. I'm in the room. I rented the room. Rented the room.
Sir, I'm checking the people to see who we have in house. The room that you're giving me does not exist.
Check for my last name, Johnson.
We don't have that room.
Check for my last name, Johnson.
Sir, I'm checking. We don't have anybody by that name.
You check it. Check again.
Sir, we don't have anybody by the last name Johnson.
Uh-huh. Why not?
And that Jesus does not exist. So, yeah. Are you calling the wrong hotel?
The creature.
Hello?
She got demon babied out of nowhere.
Best Western, can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I just got back to my room, and it appears somebody has been trying to make dinner in my room.
What? Okay.
There's like a wrapper, like they have a frozen turkey in here, and like it's just laying out on my bathroom counter. Somebody poured cranberries, like cranberries like you would have for Thanksgiving. There's at least 3 cans in my bathtub. Yeah. And then it looks like I would say stuffing, like a box of stuffing in my toilet.
Okay. What room number are you in?
I'm in 110.
Okay. I'll come over there.
I just don't understand, and it's extremely hot in here. Somebody cranked the heat up like they were trying to cook, like either cook or thaw this turkey.
I don't know. Here, I'll also hand the phone to my coworker.
I'm scared. I need somebody to stay on the phone with me.
Hi, how can I help you?
Hi, did she just explain what happened?
Not entirely. Can you just give me a little recap of anything?
I just got back to my room, and somebody's been in here while I was gone. I came back to find a 110, and I just came back to find a turkey being thawed out on my bathroom counter. I mean, a full-size turkey. Like, it's got to be like 15, 20 pounds. My bathtub has 3 cans of cranberry sauce in it, and my toilet has a box of stuffing in it.
Alrighty, can you confirm the name on the reservation of anything?
Your last name is Johnson. And I'm not complaining. I just want whoever started this process to come finish cooking because I am hungry.
I get you. Alrighty, so if anything, what's your name, sir?
My name is Dwight Johnson.
Alrighty.
Did you find a reservation yet?
I have not been able to. If anything, is there any way you can come down to front desk for me?
Yeah. But let me ask you real quick though. Before I come down, how many fingers?
I can't see you, sir.
How many fingers? Here, hang on, I'm turning on the camera on your phone. Okay, take the phone away from your face a little bit. I want to see what you look like. Look right at the phone. That's nice. All right, now blow into the phone. I want to smell your breath. You got to take a deep breath and blow.
Alrighty, sir. Are you going to be coming to front desk, or how am I able to help you out tonight?
Blow into the phone, because I suspect you're drunk, and I'm going to do a phone breathalyzer right now. Blow into the phone.
Sir?
Blow into the phone. Sir. Yeah. Here, I'll do it first, and you follow...
Are you a guest at my...
Yes, I am. Here, I'll do it first, and you follow suit. All right, your turn. Blow into the phone. Come on. Bam. Come on.
Sir, if you would like me to get you back into your room, I need you to come down to front desk.
Get me back into my room? When did I leave my room?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out whose stuff is in your room, if that's the case.
Yeah. But you got to blow into the phone.
What does that have to do with the items in your bathroom, sir?
Just go ahead and do it, and then I'll tell you. Blow into the phone. All right, very good. We're waiting for the results to come back. Ma'am, you just blew a .12. You're intoxicated at work. How do you plead, guilty or not guilty?
All righty, sir. If you're not going to be able to come to my front desk so we can try to figure out the situation, I'm going to have to hang
up. I was hired by your boss. Because you were suspected of being drunk at work constantly, so we just tested you and you're drunk at work. How do you plead?
Not guilty. You have a good night, sir.
Not guilty is entered into the records.